This is Kabbalah 99. I'm Deborah Sophia. We have on our call today Jennifer Reeve, a certified intuitive energy healer, Hatha and Vinyasa yoga teacher, as well as a certified Koya teacher. So welcome, Jennifer.
Hello.
So you describe yourself as a healing guide, directing those of us who work with you toward embodying our divine essence through movement, meditation, ritual, and energy healing. And so your practices lift you up, allowing you to fly in your own way and encouraging you to remember your wings. That sounds fantastic. How did you come to this understanding of energy healing, encouraging you to remember your wings?
Well, I believe that we are all divine entities. We are all made up of divine spirit. We're just in a human body at the moment. But I think our world, living in this world, kind of conspires to make us not feel that way most of the time. So when I came up with the idea for Remember Your Wings, it was really simply putting together and offering the practices that I use in my own life to continue to focus and remember my own divine essence. Those practices are energy healing, intuitive guidance, yoga, koya, a lot of body movement practices, and connecting with nature, hiking, connecting with the elements, connecting with the moon. And so all of the practices that have really allowed me to feel into my divine essence is what I, in turn, offer my guidance of those to others.
It's in a very unique way, because sometimes spirituality takes us out of our body, but you seem to find it as a portal to be in the body and to help others be in their body. Is that true? That's my experience of working with you through yoga and koya.
Yes, absolutely. If you think about most people's daily lives, we are moving from thing to thing, from jobs to home life to children to who knows what. And we so often spend most of our days in our head, worrying about what might happen, playing over and over something that did happen that we didn't feel went the way we wanted it to go. Or, you know, maybe on a more positive note, planning, conspiring, dreaming for the future. But all of that goes on in our mind space. And so a lot of the practices I teach are designed to help us connect with our own inner wisdom. And I like the way you said that the body is a portal for that. So that if you can allow yourself through breath and through movement to sense in to how your body feels, you have a way to connect a little bit more closely with that inner wisdom rather than all of the things that are swirling around outside of our bodies.
That take us outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. And then you, as a child, had an experience of having wings.
Oh, yeah. I had lots of experiences as a child. And I would say that probably many people in doing the kinds of work that I do may have felt like they were kind of the weirdo child, which I definitely did. And so I used to think that I could actually fly. And I guess, thank goodness for my parents that I didn't jump off the side of a building or something. But I would have these sensations and these dreams of being able to fly. You know, maybe I was astral projecting, you know, it's possible. In any case, when I was thinking about the name of what I do, the name of my business, if you will, Remember Your Wings, I was remembering those times when I felt like I could fly. And I just remember feeling so free, so carefree and liberated. And so I felt like that if people would institute practices in their lives to help them access their inner wisdom, that they could touch into that sense of freedom that it would feel like if one could actually fly like a bird.
You seem totally involved in teaching others to awaken in this way. And what was your work that you did before focusing on energy healing?
I did public relations. Interestingly enough, not really related at all, I guess, but in the sense that I worked with people. But I did public relations for public education.
I see. When did you start doing energy practices?
Not very long ago. So the journey there was I retired from public relations at a relatively young age, I suppose, for retirement, but that's just how it worked out. And started, I think the path to energy healing started about maybe 6 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And it was due to me just simply following my heart. I had practiced yoga myself for many years, and I decided when I retired that I wanted to do something that would help other people, that would be healing and supportive for me, and that I could do with my body on into my elder years. And so I realized that teaching yoga was the perfect match. About 2 weeks later at my yoga studio, there was a sign at the front desk about a yoga teacher training. So wow. I just,
the student
like,
is ready. The teacher.
Yeah,
appears.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. And then from there, without going into something really, really long-winded, but I just continued to follow my heart, and opportunities started presenting themselves. Mm-hmm. And as I said yes to the opportunities, then things unfolded. And here I am still trying to say yes to what comes next.
Do you feel you're living your purpose?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And how have these energy practices impacted you in your life?
They have just absolutely changed my life from being on that fast track that I described before. I'll tell you a funny little quote from my daughter when she was younger. And I first started getting into this work. She was said something along the lines of like, before you were always busy, always in a bad mood, and frankly, kind of chubby. I don't quite know. I don't know where she got the chubby part, but, and she said, you're just so much more relaxed. You're just like this, Zen hippie, old hippie person. Thank you. But that's from a child's perspective. She's grown up now.
Sometimes that's the clearest view is from a child.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely the most honest. Yeah. So now I am able to, I feel, to access my inner wisdom at any time. I have so many tools. And so I truly am way, way, way more at peace. Mm. And I'm truly much less resistant to challenge and, roadblocks on the path. I guess the one word is just much more peaceful.
Peaceful. Mm. And how about the word harmony? Do you feel more in harmony with your surroundings?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Particularly in harmony with nature. Mm-hmm. I spend much more time in nature now. I've realized that nature is also a form of a guide. So we can have all kinds of ways of looking at guides, from ethereal beings to, friends with good advice. But also, I find a lot of guidance in nature.
That's what Sufism teaches. Can you give just one story or example of how nature guided you?
I will tell you that one of the pieces of nature that I feel most connected with are trees. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because I happen to live in the forest, or maybe I live in the forest because I'm attracted to trees. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another story from a long time ago when my daughter was, she was really little. And she was just in that stage where she was just challenging everything, that, terrible twos, what we call it, or threes, or whatever age it was, little. And I was just feeling completely overwhelmed and happened to be on a camping trip. So I just took a moment, let my husband watch her, and I walked out into this grove of aspen trees. And I just stood there with my back against one of the trees and was just kind of had this question, like, what the heck do I do? Like how can I handle this? And I just felt like I got this overwhelming message from the trees. Just like, slow down. You're fine. You're a good mom. You're not messing anything up. And so, do you hear it with your ears, like you hear someone talking? Not really, but it was just this inner hearing, I guess might be the best way to describe it. And so I've always feel, especially when I feel overwhelmed, I'll go straight out to the trees. Trees to me have a grounding energy and a very calming energy for me.
I always thought we were a bit like the trees. We can go down deep into the earth, and yet we reach to heaven. So the trees span heaven and earth.
And their sense of time is just so much longer and slower. And actually yesterday I went out and I hugged my favorite. I have a tree in my forest that I call the crone tree, and she's like this big massive tree. And I started thinking about, like, you know how like we say, like, in dog years, because they live shorter than we do. But then I was thinking about, what
Tree
about
years.
tree years, because they live longer than we do. So you just feel this like immense wisdom and just don't take things so seriously, energy from them.
Well, that's very supportive. Who comes to you for healing? What kind of problems or challenges are they wanting to address?
Believe it or not, all kinds of people. When I first started intuitive healing, I thought, oh, it's all going to be women about my age. And I was definitely wrong. People of all ages, both men and women. I've had people coming with their little children or their babies on their laps. I've done healing for people's animals, all different walks of life, it appears, and all different ages and genders, etc.
How do they find you?
Well, they find me in different ways. The place where I received my certification is called Journey Within. And so it's located in Lakewood, Colorado. And we do low cost mini healings for people every Wednesday night. And so I have a lot of clients on Wednesday nights that come through Journey Within. And then sometimes, if somebody is interested in a more full, longer healing, they come to me through there. And then other times it's my students that come to yoga, and then they recommend other people. So, just like everything else, kind of word of mouth.
What kind of feedback and or testimonials have you been getting from your clients?
They often will say that the messages they get really resonate with them, which is not surprising to me, because I think that we all intuitively know, but we don't always know how to access that knowing. And so when they receive a message from a guide that sounds or feels familiar to them, it's kind of a way for them to access this deep knowing that they have. People will tell me that they feel lighter, less heavy, more relaxed. People can come for all different kinds of things. A lot of people wanting advice on their steps on their path. What's my next step? For example, clients looking to change their careers. What's my next step? People who have physical manifestations of blocked energy, like illnesses or even things like cancer. Sometimes people want help in healing a relationship with someone. So those are some examples. With animals, people will often come because of behavioral issues of the animal, and they want to know why. I gave the example of someone who brought a cat, or it was a remote healing, actually. I didn't have the cat in my arms, but they wanted to know why their cat was peeing on their bed. And so we got some answers from the cat.
What was going on?
Oh gosh, I can't really remember. This has been a long time ago. I can't really remember what was going on with the cat, but we did receive some guidance about why the cat was doing it. Something that has been interesting to me as I've done this work is that I'm really essentially a channel for the guides or the spirits. And so after the healing is over, I mostly don't remember what took place. I certainly rarely remember the details. So like I can remember that I worked with someone with a cat with that issue, but what I don't remember is what was channeled through me to the human as to why and what they should consider doing. It's kind of cool because if I happen to know the person I'm working with, they don't have to worry that next time I see them in the grocery store or something, I'm going to be going, oh, whoa, I'm thinking about what what that spirit guide told you. It won't, it's gone. So,
But the next time they see you in the grocery store, do they sometimes say, "Oh, that really was helpful. What you told me was really helpful." Does it kind of, yeah. So they
yes, they
follow
do.
through on it and see it makes a difference, like.
I don't, I think so. I hope so. I don't know. I don't know because the thing is that we all have choice and we all have free will. And so when people are receiving messages from the guides, it's not like don't get in your car and drive down to Denver today because something horrible is going to happen to you. That's what it's not. What it is are you have an opportunity to consider this, or this is a practice that you can use as a tool. This might be helpful for you. I find that at least guidance, the way it channels through me, and they're all different modalities, all different kinds of healers, but at least the way it channels through me is more about offering people choices that they may not have considered. I find a lot of guidance is coming through right now to remind people that they are loved and supported and held. I feel like we just so, that's just so needed right now. And maybe it always has been. And so the guidance is gentle and it allows people freedom to make whatever choices they are going to make. And so from that standpoint, I don't always know what people do with guidance. When they come to me again as a repeat client, I do have people say, oh, this thing that was said has been resonating with me and I've really worked with it. And so that's when I might find out if they choose to tell me.
So you said something really valuable. As we were talking, you got guidance to share with people to remember that they're loved. And that you feel that that's something people aren't feeling so much right now in life.
I don't think so. I think, life is crazy right now. It's chaotic and it's frankly scary in a lot of ways. And I just think that people are coming to my form of healing because they are the people that need to be reminded of that. I don't know, but in almost every single healing that I do, I receive guidance in one way or another that is there to remind people that they're loved. Well, I'll just say it because I'm almost ready to say that I feel in a lot of cases it's like this divine mother energy that wants to just wrap its arms around us and say it's all going to be fine. It's going to be okay. You are loved. You are important and you are divine.
What is the purpose for human beings on the planet?
I don't know. The purpose for human beings on the planet. I don't know if I am the person to make that declaration, but I think that we're here to learn. I think that we're here to grow as soul beings. I think we're here to contribute And when I say contribute, you could easily go to like, oh, I'm not going to be a great healer or a great teacher. I'm not going to be famous. I'm not. But contribute could mean living your life in a kind way. Contributing can mean doing your job the very best that you could possibly do it. Contributing could be raising a child. It could be anything. Or it could be, you know, becoming somebody like Oprah. You know, it just, who knows?
Yeah, those are few and far between.
Right, exactly. So I think we underestimate how we contribute to raising the vibration of you, if you will, of the earth. We underestimate our contributions. Like even just like a split second kind word to someone does great leaps and bounds to the overall health of our world. And sometimes we just don't see that in ourselves.
You also mentioned a recurring theme that I hear on these podcasts is that there's both destiny and free will. There are patterns that repeat and there's intention, but then we still have our choice of whether we listen to guidance or this one woman I spoke with, Kimba Aram. She was going to be a doctor, but she had a near-death experience and realized that being a doctor wasn't the fulfillment of her purpose. And it wasn't showed to her exactly how it was going to play out, and it wasn't given as an absolute directive, you must do this, but it was more shown as a clearer path for her to express her contribution to the world. So do you feel that in some way you've fulfilled a certain part of your life by working first in public relations and now shifting to the energy work? Is this all guidance for you?
If you would have asked me when I worked in public relations, are you going to be an intuitive healer? I would have thought, are you crazy? No way. I don't know how to do that. Go to intuitive healers and get guidance a lot for me. I never once expected I would be there. But when I look back on why was I in public relations all those years? Well, one of the reasons is that it helped me build skills that I now have in the work that I do. In particular, when I was in PR, I did a lot of presentations, speeches, workshops, being in front of the public, so that when I decided to become a yoga teacher and then a Kwoya teacher, I was not at all afraid to be leading a class, that I didn't have the nervous jitters. I mean, I had a little, but I already knew how to lead a group of people. And I wouldn't have known that had I not done the work that I did.
Yeah, it seems very reassuring that we may not know the purpose and the meaning and the depth of why we're doing something, but it all comes clear if we listen to our hearts. So you also teach yoga, and I've been deeply touched by the way you lead your classes. They are far more than an exercise class. So say a little bit about your philosophy, inspiration, and training as a yoga teacher.
Well, I believe that if you look up the definition of yoga, it's something along the lines of the word yoke. And what that means is connecting body, mind, and spirit. And so I try to stay as true to that philosophy as I can, understanding that a lot of people first start coming to yoga class to get exercise or to learn how to stretch their bodies. And that's how I started yoga too. I started it as a workout routine. But the deeper I got into it, I realized that it is way, I mean, yes, you're going to exercise your body, you're going to strengthen your body, you're going to be more flexible. But those things all are also themes for your mind and your heart, right? You strengthen your spirit, you become more flexible. And so those things all work together. Kind of the way I teach my classes is just that I bring the theme each time. And the themes, frankly, are usually things that I'm working with in my own life. Today's class was all about trusting ourselves. Gosh, it's a theme for me all the time, maybe for a lot of us. And so we just move our body and see if we can discover any insight about that theme as it relates to us through the movement of the yoga.
And another way women can connect with you is through Kwoya. So, what is Kwoya? It's not as much of a household word as yoga. And how do you incorporate healing and yoga into Koya?
Koya is a practice that was developed by this very cool woman named Rochelle Sheikh, who had been a yoga teacher and a dancer. And it's based on this really simple idea that we can remember our essence. We can find this deep remembering of our essence through movement of the body. And our essence is essentially wise, wild, and free. And so the movements that we do in a Koya class draw reference to those ideas. Wise would be any kind of movement that helps to draw us into our inner wisdom, like yoga, like some of the wisdom traditions of things like yoga and linking our movement to our breath. So we do a little bit of yoga in a class. And then wild is making reference to the creative expression of free dance. And so it's not the kind of dance where you have to have a partner or follow a step, but it's the kind of dance like you're vacuuming the house and you have your headphones on and you're listening to some music and all of a sudden your favorite song comes on and you stop the vacuum cleaner and you just start like spontaneously dancing around the house. But that's an example of the kind of dance, the freedom to dance our own dance, that class. And so it might be that wild dance with the vacuum cleaner. It might be just a quiet swaying gently from side to side, but the freedom to dance our own dance. And then free out of the wise, wild, and free, the other piece of a Koya class is the opportunity, the freedom to really enjoy being in the physical body and to enjoy that without worrying about whether we're doing it right or wrong or what it might look like, but to enjoy like feeling the movement and finding pleasure in the movement. And so those are some of the ways. And of course, all of that is healing. Anytime we get an opportunity to remember that we're wise, wild, and free, and remember that by moving the body and also the pieces of the Koya class where we get to have little conversations with other people in the class.
Right.
All of that together is I find to be immensely healing.
So I find it a community of women exploring really the shadow and the light. I find doing Koya with you gives me the permission to experience the shadow side of myself, but also to enjoy the light. So it's both together. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, and that's a key part of the class that I left out in my long-winded explanation. And as you brought up the shadow, we experiment with what would it be like to dance with that shadow energy that we so often want to avoid? And could we take that practice into our life to kind of stay with the sensation for just a while of being in shadow energy? And then, of course, we have an opportunity to release into the light through shaking and more fun kinds of movement, I guess I would say. I will tell you that Koya literally is another thing that literally changed my life. When I found Koya, I was just simply looking for a way to teach yoga in a more fluid and flowy way, because I already knew that that's how my body wanted to experience yoga. And I, again, it was just another one. I have all the places where I am all have stories about how I got there, but they're all involving just like spontaneous messages and following my heart. So I was looking for a yoga retreat and I found Koya, never heard of it. This practice of discovering my own inner knowing by moving my body and tuning in to how my body is feeling has been a life-changing practice for me. Because of some trauma in my earlier life, which I'm not going to go into the story, but like many, 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 many people, I experienced some pretty big trauma. And I spent most of my life trying to shut off feeling because that felt safer. And so I think, you know, that was fine for a time, but it became very clear to me that my life would be better if I could allow in feeling. And so Koya allowed my body to be a portal for that. And it's literally changed how I live my life.
I really resonate with what you're saying because a lot of the spiritual work I do seems to take me out of my body, which is a good experience, but I need to re-enter, and Koya, yoga, all those practices really help with that. So if someone is resonating with what you're saying and perhaps would like to release some of their own stuck energies, how would they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through my website, and my website is called rememberyourwings.com. So remember your wings, all strung together as if it were one word, rememberyourwings.com. And there you can sign up for, I do a weekly email that has a little blog and a bunch of different offerings every week. You can find out more about Koya and find a link to go to the international Koya website and do free movement videos. You could just find out all kinds of stuff. But if you just start at rememberyourwings.com, that'll give you a starting point, and then whatever piques your interest, you'll have a way to get to more information.
And you have a new moon practice coming up?
Full moon, yeah. I
Ah,
have a full moon,
a new full moon practice.
a new full moon practice. So I will be offering, starting on the 28th of December, a 1 hour guided meditation. It's a guided healing meditation that uses the energy of that particular full moon. And we also will pull an oracle card for guidance. People who participate just get to lie down or sit if they want and experience a guided meditation that will hopefully be very, very healing. So once a month, Monday nearest the full moon, and I have information on my website about that.
You mentioned pulling a card, so how about if you use your intuitive powers to pull a card for us right now?
All right, I would be delighted to.
What deck are you pulling from, Jennifer?
Okay, I am pulling from the Gaia Oracle by Tony Carmine Salerno. Gaia Oracle, Gaia meaning Earth, by Tony Carmine Salerno. I did not pull beforehand, so this is our guidance for the moment. And interestingly enough, the title is Intuitive Communication. That's what
Ah,
actually came out of the deck. That's what's
perfect.
actually what we've been talking about for the last half an hour.
Timeless,
Intuitive,
timeless.
yes, timeless. Intuitive communication, silent whispers of the heart. And I have to mention, for those listening to this podcast, when I was talking about the trees, because the picture on the card is a woman who is hugging and kissing a tree.
Oh my.
Yeah, so that's how this intuitive stuff works. It's just all kind of
Synchronicity.
good. It just goes together. Yeah.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Synchronicities over and over. Okay, so I will read to you the message from the booklet that comes along with this card. Intuitive communication, silent whispers of the heart. This card confirms that you have a natural psychic ability that can be further developed and expanded. But in order to develop this innate gift, you must pay greater attention to your intuition. This can come in many forms. For example, it can be a gut feeling, an unusual or unexpected thought, or a subtle and silent whisper that seems to flow from your heart. Close your eyes and be aware of all you feel around you. The universe is alive. The earth and nature are living energies. Whether you know it or not, there is an aspect of you that is in constant communion with all of creation. You are therefore also in constant communication with everyone and everything. All that you need to expand this wonderful ability is within you. Start to listen to your inner voice and learn to trust your vibes and natural instincts. You are about to discover a whole new way of being.
Oh, that's so
So
perfect.
I don't think this card could have summed up any better what I've been trying to say.
Oh, how lovely.
We are all divine. We all have it in us. We just need to find some tools to access it. Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to reach out to Jennifer Reeve on her website, rememberyourwings.com. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for talking with us today, and I wish you all the best. And I look forward to seeing you in yoga and Koya coming soon.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. It's my pleasure to be on the podcast. Thank you for the opportunity, and I always love your presence in my offerings. So, thank you so much.
Yeah, see you soon. For more mind heart awakenings like these, you can follow us on this podcast and on our blog at Kabbalah 99. That's where we discuss the weekly Torah portion through the lens of today's challenges and offer practices to stay sane, grounded, and connected. If you like this episode, please remember to tell one friend about it. Next week, we'll hear from another thought leader who will help us to explore our experience of life and our place in this universe of wonder. Thanks for listening. I'm Deborah Sophia. See you next week.